This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Scott Walter. www.sjwalter.com. Good Things to Eat, as Suggested by Rufus, by Rufus Estes. Section 5. Salads. Asparagus Salad. Cook the asparagus in salted water, drain, and chill. Serve with French dressing or sprinkle lightly with a little oil dressing. Let stand a half hour and serve with mayonnaise or boiled dressing, as any one of the three distinct kinds is appropriate with this salad. Beet Salad. Bake the beets until tender. Remove the skins and place them in the icebox to chill. Shred a white cabbage finely, and sprinkle well with salt, and use lettuce leaves to line the salad bowl. Slice the beets, place them on the lettuce, spread with a layer of cabbage, garnish with sliced beets cut in points, and dress with mayonnaise or boiled dressing. Bird's Nest Salad. Have ready as many crisp leaves of lettuce as may be required to make a dainty little nest for each person. Curl them into shape, and in each one place tiny speckled eggs made by rolling cream cheese into shape, then sprinkle with fine chopped parsley. Serve with French dressing hidden under the leaves of the nest. Cabbage Salad. Chop or shave fine half a medium-sized head of cabbage that has been left in cold water until crisp, then drain. Season with salt and pepper, then pour over it a dressing made this way. Beat the yolks of 2 eggs. Add 2 tablespoons of melted butter and beat again. Add 2 tablespoons thick sour cream, 2 tablespoons sugar, a sprinkle of mustard, and 1/2 cup of vinegar. Beat until thoroughly mixed, pour over the cabbage, and toss lightly until uniformly seasoned. Cauliflower Mayonnaise. Take cold boiled cauliflower, break into branches, adding salt, pepper, and vinegar to season. Heap on a platter, making the flowers come to a point at the top. Surround with a garnish of cooked and diced carrots, turnips, green peas. Pour mayonnaise over all, chill, and serve. Another garnish for cauliflower is pickled beets. Celery and Nut Salad. Cut enough celery fine to measure 2 cups. Add 1 cup of finely shredded or shaved cabbage, and 1 1/2 cups of walnut meats broken in small pieces, but not chopped. Mix and moisten on a serving dish, and garnish with celery tips. Creole Salad. 1/2 cup of olive oil, 5 tablespoons of vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons chopped red pepper, 3 tablespoons chopped green peppers, 1/2 Bermuda onion, parsley and lettuce, and serve. Fish Salad. Remove skin and bones and flake cold cooked fish. Sprinkle with salt and pepper and add a few drops of lemon juice. Arrange on a bed of shredded lettuce in the shape of a fish. Cover with mayonnaise or cream dressing and garnish with hard-boiled eggs and parsley. Jellied Cucumber. Pare and slice cucumbers, and cook in water to cover until tender. Drain, season with salt, a few grains of cayenne, and to 1 cup of the cooked cucumber add a level teaspoon of gelatin dissolved in a spoonful of cold water. Stir the soaked gelatin in while the cucumber is hot. Set into a cold place to chill and become firm. If a large mold is used, break up roughly into pieces. If small molds are taken, then unmold onto lettuce leaves and serve with mayonnaise. Nut and Celery Salad. Cover 1 cup of walnut meats and 2 slices of onion with boiling water, to which is added a teaspoon of salt. Cook 1/2 hour, drain, turn into ice-cold water for 10 minutes, then rub off the brown skin. Add the nuts broken in small pieces to 2 cups of celery cut in small pieces crosswise. Use only the white inner stalks. Serve with a cream dressing. Salad. 2 cups of apples cut into small pieces, 1 cup celery cut into small pieces, 1 cup English walnuts. Serve on a lettuce leaf with mayonnaise dressing, made without mustard, and thinned with cream. Garnish dish that dressing is made in with a little garlic. Spanish tomatoes. Choose 10 or a dozen large tomatoes. Cut a slice from the stem end of each and scoop out the inside. Put the pulp into a basin with 2 ounces of melted butter, 2 tablespoonfuls of lemon juice, 1/2 pound of chestnuts boiled and grated, and seasoning of salt and white pepper to taste. Fill the tomatoes with this, which should be about the consistency of thick cream. Spread with a thick mayonnaise, garnish with chopped parsley, and serve on lettuce leaves. Tomato baskets. Tomato baskets are charming accessories for holding vegetable salad, chicken, shrimps, cold beans, asparagus tips, shredded celery, cucumbers cut in cubes, and minced peppers. Choose firm, smooth tomatoes, not too large, and as nearly one size as possible. Dip for 1/2 minute in boiling water, skin, and set in icebox to chill. Cut out pulp and seeds, dress the cavity with salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar, then fill with the salad, seasoned with French dressing or mayonnaise. Handles of watercress may be attached to these baskets. Set on lettuce or cress as desired. Trianon salad. Cut 1 grapefruit and 2 oranges in sections and free from seeds and membrane. Skin and seed 1 cup white grapes and cut 1/3 cup pecan nut meats in small pieces. Mix ingredients, arrange on a bed of romaine, and pour over the following dressing. Mix 4 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon grape juice, 1 tablespoon grape vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, 1/8 teaspoon pepper, and 1 tablespoon finely chopped Roquefort cheese. This dressing should stand in the icebox 4 or 5 hours to become seasoned. Cream dressing. Mix 1/2 level tablespoon each of salt and mustard, 3/4 level tablespoon of sugar, 1 egg slightly beaten, 2 1/2 tablespoons of melted butter, 3/4 cup of cream, and heat in a double boiler. When hot, add very slowly 1/4 cup of hot vinegar, stirring all the time. When thickened, strain and cool. French dressing. For party of 6, 5 tablespoons of oil and 3 of vinegar, juice of 1/2 lemon, 2 drops Tabasco, tablespoon of salt, slice of onion, and boil for 3 minutes and ready for service. Strain and bottle and put in icebox. Shake before using each time. Salad dressing. When making salad for a large family, take a quart bottle with rather wide mouth, put in 1/2 cup of vinegar, 1 1/2 cups of olive oil, 2 level teaspoons of salt, and 1/2 level teaspoon of pepper. Cork the bottle tightly and shake vigorously until an emulsion is made. The proportion of vinegar may be larger if not very strong, and more salt and pepper used if liked. Use from the bottle and shake well each time any is used. End of section 5.